doesn't flop.
Yeah.
But it can be up yonder and it can glide like that into the other tree.
Have you ever heard of a squirrel, any type of squirrel called a boomer? Haven't heard of that type?
Not in this country, huh?
What about some of the freshwater fish that you have around here?
We have the bass, the sucker, the bluegill, the red belly, the jack, and of course we have that, the old grunnell, which is a black fish, a grunnell. They call them grunnells in Florida, or mudfish.
Those aren't good to eat.
There's a lot of those. Well, they're not the best, but if you don't have enough of the other, if you know how to fix them, I can fool a crowd with it mighty easily.
Right.
If you cook those with other fish, you can take that old grunnell and split him right down by that backbone, and just take that backbone out.
Is that the kind that you have to let bleed right after you catch him?
That's right. They claim that that will do good, but I can't tell any difference.
Uh-huh.
But I cut the scales off of those things just like you're tipping roast nets, and you take off a layer of skin with the scales.
Yeah.
And then after you cut his head off and gut him and wrench him out, then you fold him back together and slice him about a half an inch thick, crosswise, and lay each piece separate and salt it, and put some lemon juice on each piece individually, and let it set until that salt strikes through, and meal it and fry it with the other fish. Don't put it back in water after you slice it. If you do, it gets mushy and you can't eat it. But I can take them, and I've done it a many a time when we'd be short on fish, and cook it with the other fish, and everybody would eat some of it, and never mention the difference. But now if you slice it lengthwise or even crosswise and put it back in the water and you cook it, it's just mushy and it's just not edible at all.
What about different types of seafood you get around here?
Well, we don't have, not around here, what you would call seafood. We have a big crawfish that we catch out of the river that are almost as large as a lobster. We caught, there's four or five this morning that they were that long. You could have taken those things and deveined them and fixed them just like shrimp or lobster and been just as good. Or you can just cook them like a lobster. Just split that tail and pull that vein from his tail. That's where strong taste is in that vein. And when you break that tail back, you pull that vein out. Just like you say, deveining shrimp.
What about that, talking about seafood, that thing that, you know, that pearls are supposed to grow in? What do you call those?
That's the oysters.
Yeah.
You have your oysters and I believe it's clams. It's similar to the oyster. It's in a shell.
What do you call those animals that make that croaking noise?
Frogs.
What about different types of frogs?
Well, we have the toad and the regular bullfrog.
What is a toad?
That's the little fellow that lives on high land, that hops around at night and feeds it on camelflies and crickets, anything that he can find that's moving around at night.
And
he doesn't feed in the daytime.
And the big one that stays around the pond?
Around the ponds, it's a bullfrog, and they feed on the same things, camelflies, anything that might fly by him, a grasshopper, anything else that gets.
Yeah, what do you call these little tiny frogs that usually come out after?
A little tree frog, a rain frog.
Yeah.
You hear them, bang, bang. And some of them say, well, we need a shower. I hear the frog hollering, maybe it'll come.
What are some of the things that you might use for bait when you go fishing?
Crawfish and ugly bugs, which is the first stages of a mosquito hawk.
What about the things that you dig out of the ground?
That's your earthworms. You get the fiddlers, and you can get what we call the Florida worm. That's